It's 8:23. This is BBC Radio Merseyside Breakfast. Good morning to you.
Your station, your voice.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
More of the places you gathered at New Year. I'll go through some more of your comments in a few minutes' time. But for now, let's talk about a little bit of local history. I love local history. Merseyside has often had an influence on the history of not only the region where we live, but the UK, from Liverpool being the gateway to the world, of course, Birkenhead Park being the inspiration for Central Park in New York. They nick all our ideas. The first electric trains running between Southport and Liverpool, 1904. What else have we got? Staying on the rails there, the trams in Birkenhead, the first trams appeared in Birkenhead. Well, there's a special programme on BBC Radio 4 tonight, and it says there's a compelling new stock of evidence that a field in Wirral was the birthplace of Englishness itself. Imagine that. Well, Wirral Viking expert Professor Steve Harding can tell us more. Professor Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
That's quite a bold statement, that Wirral, the birthplace of Englishness. Tell me more.
Well, it's been said before, and it's to do with a battle that took place over 1,000 years ago, before the Battle of Hastings. This was called the Battle of Brunanburh, which has been described as almost as important as Hastings, but of course not many people have heard about it. But there's a programme on Radio 4 later on today, and apologies to Billy, I think, because it clashes with his show. It's on at 3 o'clock.
We'll do a catch-up on the iPlayer. Go on.
I would think so, yes, of course we can. So that's OK. So it's about the Great War, it's called, of AD 937. And this war was, well, this huge battle between the Anglo-Saxons and the Vikings and also their Scottish allies was this huge battle. And so important that everyone had forgotten where it took place. And it just so happens, actually, that Brunanburh, the name of the battle, is the old name for Bromborough.
I was going to ask you about that, because I pronounced it in a different way before, and you pronounced it correctly, obviously, but Brunanburh, Bromborough, Wirral, bit of a coincidence? Because you've got a bit of a battle on your hands trying to convince many other historians that Wirral is the place, because they're saying it's not the place. But
including
it was up in Yorkshire.
Wood, the BBC historian. I'd say most historians agree that the battle took place on the Wirral. There's not that much evidence about it. There's an Anglo-Saxon poem which tells us of the battle, which is written not long after it. But it only gives three clues as to places. One is Brunanburh, the old name for Bromborough. Mm. One is Dublin, where the raiders, or many of the raiders, escaped to after the battle, which they lost. And a place called Dingsmere, which they escaped from. And no one had a clue where this Dingsmere was. And I made this suggestion, which I thought was, you know, too obvious, it can't be true, that it had something to do with the Thing of Thingwall. Merseyside's got two Thingwalls, one on the Wirral and one near Ken Dodd's old Jambutty Mines, yeah, in Knotty Ash. But Thingwalls were the Vikings had the place of assembly. And I suggested this place, Dingsmere, was the mere of the Thing, the waterway controlled by the Viking assembly of the Thing. So with that and the old name for Bromborough nearby, mm, Brunanburh, we thought that was just too much of a coincidence. We thought that was that had solved it, but apparently not. You know, people still disagree. And Michael Wood has got this theory that it might have taken place in Yorkshire.
Is he from Yorkshire, Michael?
No, he's a Mancunian.
Oh, okay.
And he supports a certain football team there, which I won't
straight
mention,
away he's got Tony, something against us then, if he's a Mancunian, straight away.
But he does, you know, he is a very nice bloke, actually, and he did a foreword to another book we did on Viking DNA, so he is a good chap, but we do disagree on this point.
Steve, what would it mean?
An interesting program to listen to. We sort of lock horns with each other and various ideas.
What would it mean, Steve, for Wirral's history? Could we have a Jorvik Centre type thing in Wirral? Is this a real big deal if it is proven? And how do you prove, though, something from many, many years ago? That's difficult, isn't it?
Well, you can't, unless you dig up old bones and things. It's very, very difficult, really. So you're based on supposition and the accuracy of historical writers, and if they get it wrong, then you really you're really in trouble. But you can't. But in terms of if the battle had taken place on Wirral, on Merseyside, it'd be fantastic, really, because the whole area, not just Wirral, but all around Liverpool, South West Lancashire, is steep with Viking tradition. You know, all the place names, Irby, Pensby, Tranmere, on the Liverpool side, you've got Crosby, Aber, Toxteth, all these places. Aintree's another Viking name.
So, all Vikings,
yeah. We do need something like a Jorvik centre on Merseyside, and to have this battle there, this huge battle, would be certainly a big thing for this.
Yeah. I remember a long time ago, Steve, you sorted out my Viking DNA, I think, didn't you?
And, indeed, yes. We talked about that in great detail. You were right at the start of the of the survey when we were first doing that.
I am a Viking, though. I'm from Anfield. Is that a Viking name? I think that's Hangfields, isn't it, Anfield?
Well, it could be, but just on the edge of Anfield, there's Breck Road, Walton Breck Road, yep. And Breck is certainly a Viking name. So,
well, there you are. And I lived on Walton Breck Road, number 258. There you go. Steve, have a great New Year.
Enough, isn't it?
Have a great New Year. 3 o'clock this afternoon, BBC Radio 4. And if you want to listen to Billy, you can do, and then do a catch-up on Radio 4. That's the way it's going to work. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
All have a great New Year. All the very best to you.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, I'm a Viking. Did me DNA. I think I'd only been here about 2 weeks. But yeah, Steve Harding, the Viking man. It's 8:30 now. Well, almost. Let's get the latest news headlines.